former champions. A physician and healthcare analyst from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Lindsay Schultz. A software development manager from Johns Creek, Georgia, Alan Dunn. And a professional sports gambler from Las Vegas, Nevada, James Holzhauer. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the third of our quarterfinal matches. We're going to get right into it. So, Lindsay, Alan, and James, good to see you again. Let's take a look at the board, and we will reveal the categories for you. Starting off with this. It's not Australia. Next, tech stuff. The name of the game. All in, those three letters, A-L-L, in each correct response. The 2010s. And finally, reality show breakouts. James, we're all very familiar with you by now. Which $1,000 clue are you going to go for first?
Something's calling me to all in for $1,000.
All right. Scientific term for the innermost digit of a vertebrate's hind foot. We call ours a big toe. James.
What's a hallux?
Hallux, yes.
Not Australia, $1,000?
It has an area of 180 square miles, not 3 million. And it has princes, not a queen. And that place is Andorra, not Australia. James.
Not Australia, 8.
It's in Transcaucasia, not Australasia. And its prime minister is named Pashinyan, not Morrison. And that country is Armenia. James.
Name of the game, 1,000.
Armor class. Wisdom, Forgotten Realms. James.
What is Dungeons and Dragons?
Correct.
2010's 1,000?
2013 was a lucky year for Willem Alexander of the Netherlands, inaugurated as king after this queen, his mom, abdicated. Lindsay.
Who is Beatrix?
Right.
All in for 8.
It's a commonly held logical misconception that has the appearance of soundness. Lindsay.
What is fallacy?
That's the word.
The 2010s for 8.
Answer there. Daily double. And you're the one finding it. And you can take the lead away from James.
Let's make it a true daily double, Alex.
All right. Here is the clue. In 2011, this planet completed its first orbit since its discovery 165 years earlier.
What is Neptune?
You picked the right planet. Way to go.
Let's do tech stuff for 8.
A busy little bee told us this app isn't just for dating anymore with biz and BFF options. James.
What is Bumble?
Bumble, correct.
Tech 1,000.
With regard to TVs, HDR doesn't stand for high definition, but rather high this range. Alan.
What is dynamic range?
That's it.
Tech stuff 600.
Chromium.org is a place for developers to learn about and contribute to this company's browser. James.
What is Google?
Good.
Name of the game, 8.
Bag of nuts, breakfast, bull and cork. James.
What is darts?
Darts, yes.
Game 6.
Don't come, easy way, proposition bet. James.
What is craps?
Craps is right.
All in 6.
This type of transport used by the conquistadors could be used for fighting or carrying goods. James.
What is a galleon?
Galleon, right.
2010-6.
A city's 52-year major championship dry spell ended when this team won the 2016 NBA title. Alan.
With the Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers, right.
Tech stuff 400.
View from this company allows you to watch all sorts of TV and movies on your PlayStation. Alan.
What is Sony?
Sony, right you are. And with that response, a very good response as far as we're concerned on this program, we're going to take a break. In one of her early appearances on Jeopardy, Lindsay Schultz came up with a correct response to a daily double that had to do with an author. The author saw it. And what happened?
Sam Anderson said he was sitting watching the game at home with his family, and his jaw dropped when they saw that it was his book, Boomtown, that was one of my daily doubles, and then it dropped even further when I got it. So he sent me this gorgeous personalized copy of his book that was signed. So, and he just seemed so amazed to be on the board. I decided being on this side of the podium is great. My next goal is to make it up there on the board.
Okay, good for you. Alan Dunn is from Johns Creek, Georgia, a 5-day champion who had a watch party that had kind of a special treat.
Yeah, well, we had a big sheet cake, and we took my publicity shot, my two-shot with you, and that was printed on the top of the cake.
How did we both look in that shot?
We looked great. We always look great.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for that compliment. James Holzhauer is from Las Vegas. You have the Las Vegas Welcome logo on your monitor in front of you. They paid a special tribute to you after your wins.
Yeah, I received the key to the Las Vegas Strip, which doesn't actually open anything, but I went to a ceremony at the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, and I decided to wear some local colors, so I had a jersey of my favorite player of the Golden Knights, and there were all these Europeans lined up to take pictures with the sign, and they're like, who is this guy? We have no idea what's going on. They Googled the name on my jersey. Oh, it's Mark Stone, the hockey player.
Okay, they're all kinds of fame in our industry. All right, Alan, you have command of the board right now, sir.
It's not Australia, 600.
920,000 square miles. It also has a great big sandy desert, but between Libya and Mali. James.
What is Algeria?
That's the country.
Reality show breakouts 1,000.
An original judge on Dancing with the Stars, she now also judges more broadly on The Talk. Alan.
Who is Carrie Ann Inaba?
Correct.
It's not Australia, 400.
It has twice as many people, 1.3 million of them in Cordoba, and it's in South America. James.
What is Argentina?
Yes.
Reality show 8.
A winner of Ed McMahon's Star Search in 1984, this comedian became Ray's brother on Everybody Loves Raymond. James.
Was Brad Garrett.
He's the one.
Reality show 6.
Johnny Knoxville can thank the bruises and broken bones from this MTV show he co-created for his film career. Alan?
What is Jackass?
Jackass, yes.
2010's 400.
Felix Baumgartner was over 120,000 feet up when he made this type of alliterative parachute jump in 2012. James?
What is free fall?
That's it.
Reality show 4?
In 2019, this original American Idol launched her own daytime talk show. Alan?
Who is Kellyanne Clarkson?
No, incorrect. James.
Who is Kelly Clarkson?
Yes, and there's no Anne in there. Sorry, Alan. Back to you, James.
Reality show 2?
Guy Fieri launched his career on this cable network by winning a TV competition to be its next star. Lindsay?
What is Food Network?
That's it.
The 2010s for 200.
On October 2, 2018, journalist Jamal Khashoggi entered this country's consulate in Turkey and never left. Ellen.
What is Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
All in, 400.
Botanical term for someone at a social event who has no one to dance with or talk to. James.
What's a wallflower?
Right.
All in, too?
To use a delaying tactic in order to get additional time. Lindsay.
What is to stall?
Correct.
Naming the game for 4, please.
Contract, discard, no trump. Alan.
What is bridge?
Yes.
Name of the game, 200.
Free parking, just visiting. James.
What is Monopoly?
Right.
Tech 2.
In 2019, Verizon sold the world's first phone with this alphanumeric designation, the next generation. James.
What is 5G?
Yes, and now the last clue. It was part of the Anschluss with Germany, not the Anzac that fought Germany. Alan.
What is Austria?
That's the country, taking you to 4,000. James in the lead with 8,800. Double Jeopardy coming up right after this. Although Lindsay and Alan are tied at the moment at 4,000, Alan selects first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. We start off with science and exploration, followed by American World's Fairs. Hey, that's entertainment. Then past bedtime. Each response comes shortly after the word bedtime in the dictionary. That's followed by initials to Roman numerals to numbers, version 3. Each response, of course, must be a number. And now the final category. This time, it's personal, Alan. Go.
Science and exploration, 1600.
Answer. There you go.
4,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. In the early 1800s, this German studied the ocean currents of South America. One off South America's west coast is named for him.
Who is Humboldt?
You are absolutely right. Alexander von Humboldt.
Past bedtime, 1600.
They're the succulent flowers seen here. James.
What are begonias?
Good.
World's Fair, 16.
In 1876, the Statue of Liberty's torch was on display in this city's Centennial Exposition before it was sent northeast. Lindsay.
What is Philadelphia?
Good.
This time it's personal for 16.
Born in 1899 in St. Petersburg, he writes in Speak Memory that he could read English before Russian, and he wrote novels in both. James.
Was Nabokov.
Good.
World's Fair is 12.
This prototype space shuttle never made it to orbit, but it did make an appearance at the 1984 New Orleans World's Fair. James.
What's the Enterprise?
Yes.
World's Fair is 2.
This city's 1982 Energy Exposition was held not far from the campus of the University of Tennessee. James.
What is Knoxville?
Correct.
World's Fair is 8.
Near the Presidio, the Palace of Fine Arts is the only structure remaining from this city's 1915 Panama Pacific Expo. Alan.
What is San Francisco?
Correct.
Science and Exploration, 2000.
Here's Sarah.
According to National Geographic, since 1995, there have been major collapses of sections A and B of the ice shelf named for this Norwegian explorer. An iceberg about the size of Delaware broke off section C in 2017.
James.
Was Amundsen?
No. Alan.
Was Amundsen?
No. It was Carl Anton Larsen, the Larsen shelf. Back to you, Alan.
That's entertainment, 16.
In 2019, this trio of siblings had its first number one song with Sucker. James.
For the Jonas Brothers.
Correct.
Roman numeral 16.
For the late auto exec who first gained fame by promoting the Ford Mustang. James.
What is 51?
Lee Iacocca, L-I. Correct.
Roman numerals 12.
For TV's Mexican-born dog whisperer. Alan.
What is 105?
No. James.
What is 900?
900. C-M. Yes, Cesar Millan.
Roman numerals 2, sorry.
The Daily Double is awaiting you there, James.
Let's make it a truly disappointing $1,109.
You toy with me, sir. All right, here is the clue for you. For Laura's dad in the Little House on the Prairie books.
What is 101?
Yes, Charles Ingalls, C.I. Go again.
Past bedtime, 2.
A Cole Porter classic invites us to begin the This Dance of Martinique. James.
What is Begin?
Good.
Entertainment, 2.
This comic did the stand-up special New in Town. James.
Was John Mulaney.
Yes.
Entertainment 12.
Seen here, Phoebe Waller-Bridge created and starred in this Amazon Prime series. James.
What is Fleabag?
Yeah.
Past bedtime, 12.
A mendicant is one. Lindsay.
What is a beggar?
Beggar, yes.
Science and Exploration for 12, please.
This ship that carried an 1870s Royal Society expedition gave its name to the deepest part of the Marianas Trench. James.
What is Challenger?
Yeah.
Personal 2.
This playwright's semi-autobiographical Chapter 2 is about a writer who remarries after his first wife's death. James.
What is Neil Simon?
He's the author.
Personal 12.
Able to control only one lower extremity, Christy Brown wrote this autobiography in 1954. James.
What is my left foot?
Right.
Personal 8.
Communicating by blinking after a stroke, Jean-Dominique Bauby wrote of his life in The Diving Bell and this. Lindsay.
What is the butterfly?
Correct.
Past bedtime for 8.
It's the device seen here that used to keep you informed back in the day. Lindsay?
What is a beeper?
A beeper, correct.
That's entertainment for 8.
In 2018, this R&B singer lived up to his stage name, becoming an EGOT, the first African-American man to do so. James.
Was John Legend?
Correct.
Roman numerals 8.
For a U.S. president during the Jazz Age. Lindsay.
What is 200?
Yes, CC, Calvin Coolidge.
Science and exploration for 8.
In 1768, then Lieutenant James Cook set off for the South Pacific to observe the transit of this planet, and many discoveries followed. Lindsay.
What is Venus?
Yes.
Science and exploration for 4.
Geneva physics professor Horace de Saussure introduced geology into scientific nomenclature in a 1779 work on travels in these mountains. James?
What are the Alps?
Good.
World's Fair is 4.
The 1974 Spokane World's Fair showed a film on the environment in this four-letter big screen format. Lindsay?
What is IMAX?
Yes.
That's entertainment for 4.
The only actor to perform in all the Star Wars movies is Anthony Daniels, who plays this character. Alan?
With C-3PO.
Yeah.
Past bedtime, 400.
This leaner meat comes from the crossbreeding of bison and domestic cattle. Lindsay?
What is beefalo?
Good.
This time it's personal for 4.
In her 1903 autobiography, I lived up to the time of the illness that deprived me of my sight and hearing in a tiny house. James.
Was Helen Keller?
Correct. And now the last clue. For the sex symbol who played the girl in The 7-Year Itch. James.
What's 2000?
Marilyn Monroe, M.M. 30,309 for you. The game is a runaway, so it's up to Alan and Lindsay to do their best to perhaps wind up as one of those four players, the high scorers among non-winners. Final Jeopardy to come. Category, 20th Century America. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
I'm tracking rain and the potential for snow, when showers are set to start, and which areas could see the first flakes of the season.
Food at your fingertips. We put those popular delivery apps to the test and find out which service saves you the most time and money.
Well, as you noticed on our show today, Jeopardy James did what he did so often and so successfully in his initial run on our program. He turned the game into a runaway. His $30,309 means he can't be caught in the final. On the subject of final, at the end of next week, the winner of the tournament will receive $250,000. Players, today you're dealing with 20th Century America and this clue to help you. In 1939, turned down by two local theaters, Howard University was able to get an outdoor venue for this singer's yearly concert. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. You had trouble completing your response. You're trying to be funny, I bet.
No, not funny. Just halfway there.
Yeah. Who is
the one who sang at the Lincoln Memorial?
Oh, all right. That's not enough for us, as you know. So you lose $5,999. You drop to a dollar. Let's go to Lindsay. Did she remember the name of the singer? Marian Anderson. She did indeed. And she will add $3,200, bringing her up to $14,000. Perhaps a wild card spot there. James, over to you now. You had $30,309, and you wrote down the correct response.
Marianne, no shout out.
No shout out.
Following the rules.
You follow, and you, what did you wager? $326. Is that March 26th?
Yeah.
Corey's
birthday.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to come back and play as a semifinalist next week. And perhaps Lindsay also. We'll find out in 2 days from now. Tomorrow, the fourth of our quarterfinals. See you then.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular.